Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
Gee, stay inside. Made a statement at the trials yesterday. What did you make of it?
Yeah, he did, didn't he? No doubt about that. That was obviously at Randwick yesterday at the trials, and he was in that first trial, that group trial, with the likes of Rhea Deedy, Brandenburg, very elegant, Icebath, Colding and Salino. So, look, it was a proper trial with those older horses, and wasn't without a little scare early. He slipped at the start, went down on his nose, but he was able to recover and win that trial by a length and a quarter, and she looked sharp in doing it as well. I know that, you know, in the past there's been a lot of talk about this golden slipper curse, and, you know, we've seen it plenty of times. They've struggled to come back and go on with it as three-year-olds, but, you know, he's a different horse. He doesn't know anything about that, of course. So, yeah, he looked very, very sharp, and the time was there as well. He ran good time and beat a good field. So very elegant. I thought was very good in the trial as well, guys. Got back and closed off strongly under her own steam, as she does do at those trials, but she looked particularly sharp there yesterday as well. So nice little tick off there for Stay Inside, and, excited to see whether he can break that golden slipper curse this spring.
Dave, can you take us through Blake McDougall not being able to bridge the gap in the Australian Jockeys Premiership there at Cowra yesterday?
Yeah, it would have been frustrating, no doubt, for Blake. He missed a few rides with scratchings and whatnot, but he still had a pretty good book there yesterday and just wasn't able to break through and claim another win. So, look, I've got him a couple behind Chris Parnham in that Australian Jockeys Premiership with now, what, only a few days to go. And Chris has got rides today, tomorrow and Friday at Carnarvon, where I think Blake's got a couple of meetings left Friday and Saturday. So probably up against it now, you would think, after that yesterday, unfortunately, Blake. But we'll see how Chris goes across the next coming days. And I'm not sure whether, I'm assuming Chris will be riding on Saturday as well in Perth. So he's probably got the four meetings, and I'm assuming that Blake's probably only got a couple, and he's a couple behind. So up against it, but fingers crossed Blake can still pull off a bit of an upset there.
What did you make of Hugh Bowman and James McDonald being fined $1,000 after a COVID investigation?
Yeah, sound a bit all confusing, guys. I read the story there this morning, and they're both fined $1,000 over that investigation. Obviously, they were filmed up there at Port Douglas late last month, and there was confusion over whether they did break protocol or not. And basically, the jockeys told the stewards that they were grilled for 40 minutes there, that they were getting mixed messages. They thought they were doing the right thing. And they ended up getting a $1,000 fine. And Mark Van Gestel, the chief steward there, Racing New South Wales, said after studying the evidence, there was nothing to suggest McDonald and Bowman had knowingly contravened any health orders, but they were issued a $1,000 fine there. So that was the latest out of that, and I'm sure both jockeys will be keen to move on and focus back on riding, which no doubt they would have been doing anyway.
Can you steer me into something today at Randwick?
Look, I think it's a tricky meeting there today, but I thought in race number three there was a sneaky chance at odds. I did notice Bethancourt came out this morning, the favourite there, so I thought looked hard enough to beat. So with that, particularly with that scratching, I thought race three, number 12, not a bad Harada. He's a horse that has that tough pattern where he gets back and runs on. But I thought he was pretty good there over the 1,800 at this track last week, and he really closed off that last 200, the best last 200 of the race. And he's got some good form over the 2,400 metres here, guys. You go back through, he ran second to Parry Sound here one day, very narrow second, and another day actually beat Harpo Markstone over the 2,400 on the Kensington track, went second there again. So he's got some really good seconds here, some good figures at this track, and I just thought back out to the right sort of distance for him, he should be able to close off strongly late and on an each-way basis around $10. I think you run a cheeky race.
At race three, number 12, not a bad Harada. $10 the win, $2.90 the place with Tab. Thanks, Davo. Have a good day, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Brad Davidson there. Now, there's just this text, boys scenario. Not saying it would happen, but imagine the Eels breaking the 35-year premiership drought this year. I attend every Eels game, non-COVID, both home and away, and have spent my life and most of my income on one long, long dream. I could never imagine not being there when that day happens. And if they won the comp in Queensland and I was locked out, and I would really lose my mind. My question to hardcore fans is, would you still want to win it if you couldn't be there after waiting so long? Thoughts, Galvo has texted that.
Question.
I understand what he's saying here.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine if you're a lifelong fan, you've never seen your team win,